Kansas Dollery Children's Hospital for more than two decades has been, it has become part of the fabric of our city. It's a source of pride, it's a source of comfort, and it's a source of great health care. One of the people who's been working there for a long time is a guy who's now the chief of surgery at the Stollery Children's Hospital. His name is Dr. Peter Metcalf, and he's joining me here this morning. And we are in the hospital, not your normal kind of day job, being on the radio this morning, is it?
No, a little different this morning, but thank you guys all for coming. We really appreciate all the support.
So you've been here since 2006?
Yep.
And how? What brought you here? I'm curious a little bit about your background, how you ended up here, because I look at some of your education and where you went to school, etc. Tell me your road.
Well, Edmonton is home.
Okay.
And, you know, home is home. My wife's from here. And then, I have a twisted history in urology here and in medicine. So the long line of urologists in the family, and so the and it worked out. And obviously, it's a great place to work. I need to be a special person to appreciate and love Edmonton, but those of us that live here and love it get it. And,
I want to, but I'm not sure if I should ask about a twisted history of urology.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting turn of phrase.
Yeah, I'm the fourth of six urologists in our family.
Really?
So, it's a bit of a strange breed.
So you have a specialty, but you end up becoming chief of surgery.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, it's an interesting job. I mean, as a group of pediatric surgeons, we all work together. We share common resources. We obviously have shared common goals of the surgical care of all the patients that come through here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as a urologist, it's a surgeon. There's seven or eight different subspecialties of surgeries, surgeons that work here. And then you just, sort of take your turn and leading the crew.
And periodically you end up having to work together. So different specialties come together.
No, and one of the things that, you know, being a bit of a smaller group, there's about 29 core surgeons plus, other groups that use our operating room. And the essence of pediatric patients they may have multiple things going on at once. And so be that teamwork preparing for an operation, you know, we're pretty subspecialized and sort of all operate on the urinary tract, others in the GI tract or the brain or the heart. And so you can't work in isolation. And sometimes certain diseases affect multiple systems. Yeah. And so there's a lot of preoperative planning sometimes that comes in. Or as much as we can, if a child happens to need a couple of different unrelated surgeries, we'll try, you know, figure out how to do it at the same time.
And when you're talking about a plan, the plan is to have a standalone hospital.
Yeah.
Right now, we are a hospital within a hospital.
Yeah.
And I think most people in Edmonton are familiar with what it looks like. That wasn't the case when it first sort of kicked into gear. I'm curious about how far the Stollery has come. And I know you can probably speak to your experience from when you arrived, but to now. We can look down the road as to where we want it to go, but how far has it come?
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable when you think back. Thanks for reinforcing how long I've been here.
You're welcome.
I do remember Daryl McIntyre from growing up, so I'll give you a vote for being here longer.
Oh, I'm gonna need that sutured.
But when I was in medical school here, there was just a group of kids that hung out on the fourth floor, and then in 2001, the concept of the Stollery Hospital, or with Bob and Shirley Stollery, kind of came to fruition. And the decision was made. Obviously, things weren't great around Alberta at the time, but the decision was made to sort of build a foundation within here. And it's been incredible, right? The growth that's happened, the cardiac program, the transplant, the world-renowned, Western Canadian, reputation, the skill sets that developed, the patients we see, the talent we've developed, well, we've just carved out a bigger and bigger footprint and within this building. And it's to think back to where we started taking over some of the adult ORs, right? Just putting kids in adult beds. Some of the adult ORs, right?
Oh,
and so, originally downstairs here where our OR is now was just kind of a subset of the adult ORs. And so we just kind of took over some space there and then have built that out. And 5 years ago, we opened up some more dedicated pediatric ORs and a little more pediatric purposed.
Yeah.
And that same thing with the beds and the ward, right? And so the you know, we kind of were able to build some playrooms into there. There's a school upstairs now and stuff. And that, yeah. But
it's been developing and becoming something that we can be all very, very proud of. But obviously, there needs to be a little bit more room.
Yeah.
We're talking this morning with the chief of surgery at the Stollery Children's Hospital, Dr. Peter Metcalf. Once again, it's a power hour. If you can get some monthly donations, you'll be able to help out the Stollery Children's Hospital. All you have to do is go to stollerykids.com, call 780-407-KIDS. Any way you want to do it, we'd love to have it. Because there are a couple of prongs, I guess, now. You have the Stollery Children's Hospital that is committing to the hospital foundation, that is committing to helping fund a new facility. There is also the daily operating costs. So there's a lot of things to deal with. But let's touch on the new hospital. Why is it important? This seems to have been the success story of the Stollery. Yep. Seems to be pretty clear. So why mess with the success? Or does it? Are we victims of success? It's become so good that we need to do more.
Victims of success is a perfect word. We've done such a good job, or others have done such a good job over the last 22 years. We've developed the concept of specialized pediatric care, as you were alluding to, with the donations, you know, the pet therapy, the specialized aspects of pediatric care. You know, our rooms, we need room for the parents in there. Some children are here for a very long time.
Yeah.
And with the population expanding, with our footprint expanding, it just gets too hard to keep building within here, right? In a renovation in this hospital is much more difficult. We can't just expand because somebody else has to move. It's not like there's empty rooms around here. And the whole province needs some capacity, right? And so it's not just pediatric beds that were built, but, you know, and then once we vacate this place, obviously there's more room for everyone else to come in too. So it's a you know, you can think of it provincially as a capacity need, certainly from a pediatric standpoint. We need the space. We need the freedom to be able to build and adapt as things change, you know, on our own. And, it's just we've outgrown this, you know, our incredible space here.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say victims of success. It's just success breeds more success, yep. Breeds a requirement. And we have. You were absolutely right. Like, this city has grown. The surrounding area has grown considerably. All of Alberta has grown, and we do draw people in from all over the place for the Stollery Children's
Hospital.
Yeah,
and it grows with kids first, right?
Yeah.
We bring in who comes and works in, the workers that come to Alberta. Set up shop, and they start having children. And yeah. So I think that we see the influx of pediatric patients, yeah. You know, even sooner than with the adults.
As an Edmontonian, and knowing, basically seeing this from the early, early years, and I won't harp on the early years anymore because that hurt. You know what? I think you, as a doctor, you have to sort of separate some emotions in some ways, right? You have to compartmentalize some things. But if you look at pride, do you talk to people about where you work and what you do with the pride?
It's fascinating, right? I mean, it's probably not unlike you, right? I mean, this is your job, as you said in the morning. This is easy for you. Get up and get to talk to people.
Yeah.
The work part of what we do is what we've trained to do. We work very, very hard to do, and day in, day out. But it's so fun working with the foundation, meeting others, you know, and talking to them about what we do here that aren't involved in the medical community. And it's just, you see the pride, you see the fascination, you get to tell some stories, it's very, very special.
I appreciate you sharing some of that with us this morning. It's been good. Now what are you going to do? Just dog it for the rest of the day?
No, we got a few things going on this morning, a couple of meetings, a clinic.
You'll get at it. Dr. Peter Metcalf, really nice chatting with you this morning.
Thank you very much for coming.
Appreciate it. We're not just here right now. We're here all through the day.